You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rainey Petrin from Management Mentors, and I'm joined with our co-host, Dave Carson. And our guest today is Nancy Settle Murphy, president and owner of Guided Insights. And just before we took a break, I was talking about the idea of the phone. We're talking about technology and mentoring. And I was saying that one of the suggestions I make to people who are in long-distance relationships is, unlike pairs that they can see each other face-to-face, that they meet maybe every other week, those who are going to be long-distance ought to meet at least every other week, but they ought to plan a phone session for at least 45 minutes to an hour, as opposed to what I call a checking in, which is, hello, how are you doing, and are you okay, everything's fine, okay, that's it, click, we're done. Your thoughts about that, Nancy and Dave?
Well, from my point of view, Rennie, I think it's really important that in that sort of relationship, people do understand the difference. Because there are so many distractions, and you know, when you're in a room with someone face to face, that's fine. But you don't know if you're calling someone, if there's something on their screen, if there's someone else around, if they're fiddling with some pieces of paper or whatever. So I think that's a really important area. It's a ground rule. Find the check-ins. But when it comes to a mentoring session, it's a mentoring session. And I think we've found that, Rennie, over the past. You know, we've said to each other, is it okay to chat now for, you know, an hour or so? And we know where we're heading. There are no distractions. So I really think that's an important aspect to make sure when there's a mentoring session over the telephone that there are no distractions.
Nancy, do you have anything to share on that?
Yeah, I do. And this it's almost a segue to the use of email as well, is I think to have that real exchange, which a mentoring relationship has to comprise, I think to have concentrated periods of time with an agenda or at least some idea of what you're going to discuss is helpful. Not always critical, but helpful so that people don't think, well, what are we going to do to fill up this hour? We said we'd speak for an hour. No one wants to hang up. And I think email can be used to help both people make every minute count in the actual conversation. So, for example, Rainey, if you're my mentor, maybe a day before a scheduled call, I'll send you a quick status update and then highlight a couple areas that I really want to pick your brain about or get your advice on, so that the call itself doesn't become just a staccato, fairly static status report, because now you already have that in the email, and we can actually discuss what matters most to me.
Excellent. Excellent way of using the email function. There's one other technology that you were talking about during the break, Nancy, which I hadn't thought of, but I think makes somewhat sense. You want to talk about that?
Sure. Instant messaging, or IM, is being used more and more by people, both in large companies, small companies, and individual. Many of our kids use IM. And what happens oftentimes is that there's some expectation that if I can see that you're online and I send you an instant message and you don't respond right away, I might be puzzled, confused, feel angry, sad that you're not replying. And I think part of a mentor-mentoree relationship, that's a ground rule that needs to be set up front. What is my expectation from you, from each other, in terms of responsiveness to both emails as well as to instant messaging, and what are the boundaries that we need to put in place? Because with IM, you can very easily invade someone's space and time, and it can be really insidious, but just chip away at your time all day long.
Yeah, and I think it also implies that everybody has the same understanding of technology. And I know that I have a friend of mine who, you know, somebody will IM them, they'll sit down and they'll say, well, I don't know what this is all about or why they're doing this kind of thing. So it's also important to understand the technological level of the person you're dealing with.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and their comfort in using, or for example, I don't like to use IM because it distracts me too much.
Yeah.
When I get one from my clients, I do respond.
Yes, we all respond to our clients, or at least we all hope we respond to our clients. You know, We've been talking, you know, for most of the program so far about kind of a lot of distance relationships and the use of technology in that particular context. Any final thoughts on that before I move on to kind of technology in a global, more larger perspective?
Yeah, I would just like to add that something else many of my clients use is some kind of either shared portal or some web tool where they can actually have a conversation asynchronously. So maybe if we have a mentoring session every 2 weeks and I have some burning questions I want to give to you, it actually can be a lot more productive if I have a virtual conference area or virtual flip chart where I can post the questions. And then when you have time, you can post the answers so that when we get on the call, we can actually view this interactive dialogue we've had, which is a very different dynamic than pushing email back and forth. So that's something just to consider, especially if you're in a different time zone.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a sophisticated level of emailing on some level.
Yes, or it really replicates a conversation. It's just done virtually on your own time.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. I haven't done that yet, so that's a technology I haven't not that familiar with. It's amazing what technology will do as we continue to progress and grow as a society in our knowledge of technology. Well, okay, with that in mind, I'd like to kind of shift the conversation a little bit to the idea of, we've talked about technology kind of with regard to the relationship. I'd like to talk about technology now from the perspective of a company, an organization that wants to use technology in implementing and mentoring culture in the organization. And we are about to launch a product called Mentoring Complete, which will be launched in January of 2008. And its intention is to basically be a comprehensive mentoring tool that can be utilized to do a variety of things in mentoring, and it'll have a number of different features. And if anybody's interested in learning more about that particular piece of product when it comes out, if you go to the website, www.management-mentors.com, and click on our services section, you'll see Mentoring Complete. And if you click on that, you'll come to the page, which will show you a mock-up of what Mentoring Complete will look like, but also allow you to be able to sign in and be on our newsletter so that you can receive information when that becomes available. But Mentoring Complete is a technology that is meant to assist companies in implementing mentoring. And here we talk about different philosophies of mentoring. And Dave, I know that we've had this conversation before about what you use technology for in terms of managing a mentoring program. You want to address that a little bit again?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting point, Rennie, the use of technology. And I suppose if I can just talk from a UK perspective at the moment, there has always been an interest in technology to support mentoring in some way. Mainly what is known as e-mentoring, and we've touched on that, the use of emails. But I suppose the other area is in the use of technology in matching. I think that's probably one of the most obvious areas that people have looked at. But there's an important point here, Rennie, I would like to make. Several months ago, I received a web visit, and the person visiting the website was an IT consultant. And they wanted a look at Ment Pro and the demo. And as I had a conversation with this person, what had happened was this IT consultant had been commissioned by an organization to design some technology to support a mentoring program. And it was clear that this person didn't have a first clue about mentoring. And this is a point I want to make, Rennie. We discussed this before. The technology that we have has been designed by mentoring expertise.
That's really an important distinction. Yeah, we've created that particular, Mentoring Complete has been created based upon our 18 years of experience in managing, helping other companies manage their mentoring programs. So its focus is on taking all of the processes that exist in implementing a professional mentoring program and putting it into a technological piece that facilitates the creation of the relationships. It doesn't replace the relationships. It simply it enhances the ability to form those relationships and to continue to build on those as they go through the process.
And of course, in terms of managing a program, we have all the tools at disposal of the program manager. from one application, they can be in touch with all of the participants in the program. Particularly if you're setting a program up and you want people to complete profile forms, it's very simple to find out who's completed the profile forms and who hasn't. And so you can target, you know, people to just chivvy them along just to make sure things are going the way they should. So, you know, it really is a much more efficient way to set up a mentoring program, I think.
Yes. And Nancy, have you had any of your clients or have used technology this way? Oh, I think Nancy may have stepped out for a second or two. I think one of the things that I was going to say, Dave, is there are various tools out there that will do various things in mentoring from a technological perspective. There are what we call matching systems, and that, you know, you've kind of alluded to. There are systems that are designed to basically have people find their own mentors. There are some of those that will help in the entire process, such as MentPro, which is one of our products that we have. But Mentor Complete is really meant to be comprehensive. What it's going to do is it's going to allow people to do what we call one-on-one mentoring, group mentoring, and self-directed mentoring, using the same tool and growing their mentoring programs with that tool, because it offers a great deal of flexibility and a great deal of features when it comes to creating and implementing a mentoring system.
Yes. You know, Rennie, one of the things that just come to mind here, and I hope I'm not going off the subject a wee bit here, it's just when we talk about technology and how it infringes on us and the way we use it, I've just been thinking now about the program manager who has all this management information at their fingertips. It really is important that they understand how to use this. You know, we don't want it to be another piece of management information to kind of beat people around the head with.
Exactly.
Particularly in a mentoring program.
Yeah. It's a case of using technology in a way that facilitates and eases the responsibilities of managing a program, and at the same time is not burdensome to those who are actually using it. You see what I'm saying? And that's really its purpose. Well, we have to take a break right now. We'll come back shortly to continue our conversation about technology and mentoring.